You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming is on the phone line. Don, last night we celebrated the Funk Awards that, as many here in my part of the world will know, was given to the College of Aces, or the Agricultural College here on campus, by the Funk family that started Funk Seeds out of Bloomington, Illinois, and awards really talented folks in the College of Aces, thanks to the Funk family. They were there last night. We did a really great event just north of town at Pear Tree Estates. If not been there, go. It's a great place. But something really odd happened. It was, what, April the 14th, and it snowed. And it was unique for the month of April, that's for sure. And I saw something from you earlier in the week. We got maybe snow that stuck around for a bit, but you got a lot of snow earlier in the week, didn't you?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of snow over portions of the central and northern Rockies over this past weekend. And boy, places like Great Falls, Montana, under winter weather advisories for tonight and tomorrow. And there will be some opportunities for snow across some of the northern plain states later this week. Now, the good news for the Midwest and Corn Belt is that the next snow event coming here in April hopefully is going to stay to our north as we get to the end of this week and into the start of the weekend. But, Todd, it's still going to be a struggle, at least here for another week, in terms of any consistent warm-up.
Snow means that we have had cold weather, especially cold for the month of April. I'm a little concerned about the hard red winter wheat belt, and I did make note one of the overnight lows in the Texas Panhandle was all the way down to 19 degrees, though that was kind of an outlier, it appeared to me.
Yeah, in fact, we don't have any reports yet that I know of damage, but certainly temperatures did get quite cold and were cold long enough that there could have been. You know, not only are those areas looking at severe cold, but boy, they've been suffering some very dry conditions. Some of those areas did pick up a little bit of precipitation with that storm this weekend, and they may have another chance in some areas of southern and eastern Colorado and far southwest Kansas, as well as the panhandles, of another front bringing them a chance of rain and snow again. And I don't think the temperatures will be as cold with this next system, but they will probably go below freezing again.
You keep talking about the next system. Can we get out to someplace where we actually warm up when we look further down the road?
Yeah, there's a long line forming with the same question that you have. So pick a number, and we'll get to you later. But to answer your question, we do see that the rest of April is still going to bring some episodes of cold. But as we transition right around the 1st of May, it does look like May is not going to be as cold, at least relative to normal, for a lot of the United States, including the Corn Belt. So I think there's warm on the way, but still another two full weeks of this roller coaster before I think things are going to settle down.
That may be the longest 2 weeks that farmers and others in the Midwest suffer through for a long time, because that seems like a really late in the process and pushing the start of the growing season back a long ways at this point.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to have to keep a close eye on what those soil temperatures look like. And you know, one thing, not necessarily an issue in central or southern Illinois or Indiana, but for our friends up further north, the closer you are to the Great Lakes, not only is the ground cold, but with remaining big areas of ice still, that's going to have a long-term impact with those cold water temperatures in the lakes as we get at least into the early part of the summer.
Thanks so much. Don Day Jr. is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report.